I'm Lucy Johnston, and I'm the exhibition manager at Dorset Museum and Art Gallery.
What's the exhibition called?
The exhibition's called Jane Austen, Down to the Sea.
And why Down to the Sea?
Well, we wanted to do an exhibition that encompassed Jane's love of the sea and also highlighted some of the destinations along the coast that she visited, including Lyme Regis in Dorset. And we wanted to bring together a lot of amazing loans, including letters and paintings and some of her original artefacts, into this exhibition to tell a different story.
Well, most people know her for Bath and Southampton and Winchester and other places, so it's really nice to include Weymouth.
Yeah, and it's funny because last night I was actually down at Weymouth and I go swimming and I was looking at the curve of the shoreline, comparing it to some of the paintings. It hasn't really changed that much since George III developed it at the end of the 18th century, and there were so many visitors to Weymouth. Her sister Cassandra visited. Jane didn't. She stayed in Lyme Regis. She said, "Weymouth is a shocking place." And there's another nice little thing about Weymouth that her sister wrote to Jane when she was there in about 1804 and said, "There's no ice in Weymouth." And this probably refers to the ices, like the ice cream they had. So that's another nice sort of seaside connection, because we think of us swimming and ice cream as being a present day thing. Whereas Jane loved to dip in the sea, and she dipped in the sea in Lyme Regis. And she said it was actually a really good cure for an illness she'd had. But the next day she stayed in a bit too long, and she said, we all know what that feels like. If you stay in the sea a bit too long, you get a bit cold and a bit tired. So she said she wouldn't swim the next day. So it's just those connections to the present day, I think, is what we're trying to bring out in this exhibition.
And of course, one of her books is set in, or part of it is set in Lyme Regis.
That's right, Persuasion. And we feature that very prominently in the exhibition. Jane Austen in Persuasion describes the group, including Anne Elliot and Captain Wentworth, visiting Weymouth in the autumn, and everything was shut up. Again, you know, she describes there were no bathing machines, it was all closed down, but she was bowled over by the beauty of it. I mean, her description in Persuasion is like out of a guidebook. You know, she talks about the cliffs, she talks about the cob, she talks about all the houses tumbling into the sea. And that hasn't really changed either. And of course, Persuasion is the famous scene in Persuasion on the cob, when Louisa Musgrove jumps off the cob into the arms of Captain Wentworth. She does this once and she says, "I want to go and do it again." And she goes to the top and she jumps, and of course she falls, and everybody thinks that she's dead. And there's this great panic on the cob. So that's just like one of the sort of big scenes, and we wanted to bring that to life in the exhibition. And we've been working with students from the Arts University Bournemouth, and they have been absolutely fantastic. They've developed some interactives, but we also did a photo shoot with them, and they all dressed up in the parts of Louisa Musgrove, Captain Wentworth, and we've got some of big vinyls in the exhibition which you can stand in front of, have your photograph taken. We wanted to bring a bit of the sea into the exhibition space, so they've also designed a massive bathing hut, and you can dress up and you can walk down the steps and pretend you're in the sea, and we've got crashing waves. And so yeah, we've had a bit of fun as well as the serious side, and we've got letters and costumes, so it's a bit of everything really.
And we're stood in where? It's a little boudoir, isn't it?
Yes, you might hear the music, which is actually it's a recording of the Mellstock Band playing a waltz of Around the Time. And this is designed by one of the students called Georgina Hartland from the Arts University Bournemouth. And it's to give the idea of a dressing room at the time of Jane Austen. So you can walk in here, hear the music. You can even practice your dance steps, because we've laid those out on the floor. So you can do that, and you can dress up in beautiful ball gowns. And you might hear this. You can open the drawers of a dressing table with a mirror, so you can dress up. And you've even got a fan that you can learn the art of how to hold your fan at a ball, because obviously balls were such an important feature in Jane Austen's novel.
And indeed, fans were used as a signalling system,
weren't they? Yeah. I mean, for example, apparently carrying in your left hand means I want to get to know you. And carrying in your right hand means you are too keen. And it goes on like that. So there's all these very important signalling. Because obviously in Pride and Prejudice, you know, the love affair between Darcy and Elizabeth Bennet is sort of played out at a series of balls. And Jane, we always bring this into the exhibition. We have a letter from the Bodleian Library, which is all about Jane writes that she's going to a ball and she's going to see Tom Lefroy there. Now, Tom Lefroy was a young, rather dashing law student, and she'd had sort of various flirtations with him at various balls. And we've got this letter where she says, I'm going to this ball, and the white coat, she called him White Coat because he liked Henry Fielding, Tom Jones, who wore a white coat. And she says, I'm going to meet him, and he's going to make an offer. Now, we don't know what that offer is. So we've got that side of the letter. On the back of the letter, she says, my tears are falling. I will see Tom no more. This is the last time I'll see him.
So romantic.
So romantic. And, you know, she weaves all this romance into her novels, but she obviously experienced it herself as well.
Talking of experiences, what can people expect when they come to this exhibition? When is it on and where is it?
Yeah, the exhibition is on at Dorset Museum and Art Gallery, and it runs from the 14th of June until the 14th of September. So please do come and visit. And what we've tried to do is an exhibition that people that are fans of Jane Austen will find so much here, from Regency costume, historical costume from the Fashion Museum Bath, to original letters from the Bodleian Library. So we've got a lot of wonderful artefacts from Jane Austen's house in Chawton. We've got the first edition of Persuasion, and we've also got some delightful dancing slippers which were worn by Marianne Knight, who's Jane Austen's niece. And we've also got objects from Kent Archive, which is a lovely little diary which was written by her niece Fanny Knight, and she describes a trip to Worthing with her Aunt Jane and how she dipped in the sea, and then Aunt Jane won a prize in the raffle. So it's obviously, she's 9 years old at the time, is Fanny. So she's describing buying fish, you know, all the things we might do today. And we've also got some objects we've got some wonderful dresses from the Fashion Museum in Bath, but we've got some objects from closer to home that people might not know about, including some treasures from Lyme Regis Museum. And they were kept by members of the Jane Austen's family. And Jane Austen loved playing games. And she describes a wet October in Southampton playing all these various games like cards and chess. And we've got, and particularly spillikins, and we've got some little bone spillikins that belonged to Jane Austen. So you can actually come here and imagine her playing with some of these toys. But we want it to be a family show as well. So this is why we've worked very closely with the Arts University Bournemouth, and we talked about this room, and they've also designed the bathing hut where you can just have a lot of fun, and we've got dressing up, photo opportunities. So we just hope that everybody is going to find something that will tell them some untold stories about the connection with Dorset and also just have a lot of fun.
Well, I'm a big fan of Jane Austen, a big fan of Dorset Museum, and thank you very much for giving us such an exciting interview.
Thank you very much.